Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with National Irish Bank. The bank that brought Danske Bank's international expertise to Ireland is now bringing the Danske Bank name.
Explosion of sadness. That's how a priest in the Dutch town of Hilversum described how people would react when two planes carrying 20 wooden coffins each touched down in the nearby city of Eindhoven this afternoon. Hilversum alone lost 13 people, three whole families, in the plane crash in Ukraine last Thursday. The Dutch suffered the greatest loss in the crash, and today was a day of mourning there. We'll hear from our correspondent, Paul Cunningham, who's in Eindhoven in a moment. First, though, the final journey for 40 of the dead began in the eastern Ukrainian city of Kharkiv this morning. The coffins were slowly loaded onto two military planes at the airport by a military guard of honour. Ambassadors, officials and soldiers gathered to see them off. Australia's envoy, Angus Houston, paid this tribute to the dead.
We are here today, representatives of the many nations touched by the tragedy of Flight 17, to honour all of those who were lost, and to pay our respects to them as they begin their journey home. Our nations are now mourning the 298 men, women and children whose lives were lost.
Well, earlier, Father Julius Dresme, who works at St. Vitus Cathedral in central Hilversum in the Netherlands, told our correspondent Paul Cunningham how the town was preparing for today.
People feel sadness, anger, confusion. They are in a kind of shock. It's terrible. We lost here in Hilversum 13 people. And the population is not so big, so everybody knows a victim or knows a person who knows the victims. Everybody is one way or the other connected with one of the victims and sharing in the grief. That's what we all do. It's really terrible. It's only empty places and flowers and tears, and it's terrible.
How will today help? It's expected that 50 bodies will be returned to Eindhoven today.
I think it's good that our government said this day is a day of national mourning, so we are happy is the wrong word, but the people are coming home, and that's what we wanted that should happen, that the people come home. And today they are coming by plane in Eindhoven, and they will bring here in this cars to Hilversum for further investigation. And this day is a day that everybody is beginning to aware that this really happened, and what it means for all of us. It's a wound in our hearts, and it's almost hard to find words to express. Yeah, but also I think it's good that we see that the bodies now are coming home, but also that we can try to support one another, and that we can say, also, well, they are back home, and we are here, we are sad. And what I hope is, I pray for it, and I hope it so deeply, that we won't harden our hearts, that we stay in grief, and also a little in anger, of course, so understandable, but that the violence of love will be bigger than the violence of death, and that we may keep affirm in a position of love and supporting one another. Angry, okay, it's good, but that we don't harden our hearts, then it's becoming worse. That we stay soft, tenderly, in friendship, in support, in tears, in prayers. In this way, supporting one another and find a little piece of strength.
Father Julius Dresme talking to our correspondent Paul Cunningham in Hilversum a little earlier this morning. Well, Paul is in Eindhoven now and he joins us now from there. Paul, it was incredibly sad seeing those coffins being brought from the two planes and being transported away in the 40 or so hearses. Can you just describe what took place?
Well, just at around 4 o'clock, the two military aircraft, one from Australia and the one from Holland, landed here at the Eindhoven Aerodrome. And they came to a halt in front of a series of flags from the countries where the victims came from. And that includes an Irish flag, which is flying at half-mast. Shortly after that, a military bugler came out and at the start of your programme you heard it, and that was the only sound we heard today. There were no speeches. The Prime Minister was here, the royal family were here, but there were no speeches. No words were really required. Hundreds of victims' family members and also their friends were also here, but it was a discreet occasion in which they were allowed to greet in private, and they were cordoned off to one side to allow them have that moment. And then the backs of the aircraft were opened up and Dutch military personnel slowly and carefully removed those wooden coffins and placed them into 40 hearses which had drawn alongside. And then in three different corteges, they left the Eindhoven Aerodrome slowly, and people just stood and watched. And I think to a certain extent, people are only really beginning to believe it now. Some of the Dutch colleagues I was speaking to were saying, when you see the hearses, there is no doubt or in your mind anymore. Just the full horror of what happened has really sort of come into full view.
And for the families, though, Paul, there are 40 bodies home, but they have absolutely no idea if their loved ones are among them.
It is unbelievable, and every turn in the story just seems to be so grim and so hard for them. Yesterday, we were informed about how the rebels in eastern Ukraine had said that 280 bodies were recovered, and then once the train arrived in Kharkiv in eastern Ukraine, it only turned out to be 200. And yes, today is a good day. Some bodies have been returned, but as you put your finger on it, it's also one of incredible trauma, because those families who were just standing beside me looking at those same events don't know if their loved ones landed today. And that is going to be a prolonged and difficult forensic procedure, which is taking place in Hilversum. And the Dutch Prime Minister, Mark Rutte, said it could take weeks, if not months. And we still haven't got a timetable yet for when the other bodies which have been brought to Kharkiv, which is government-controlled, and when they're going to be repatriated to the Netherlands. And we also don't know how many bodies or fragments of bodies are still lying in the fields at the crash scene.
Absolutely. And the Dutch forensic experts said they would not leave the crash scene until every remain had been recovered. Will there be a similar arrival at Eindhoven for the remaining bodies? Is this a ceremony that's going to be repeated, Paul?
The authorities would only talk about the ceremony which was taking place today. So it's just unclear at the moment how they're going to handle it. As you know, that over in Kharkiv, there's another 160 bodies in refrigeration waiting for transportation back. And we don't know when that's going to take place. However, the Dutch authorities who were there on the ground in Kharkiv said they were going to try and ensure the process would happen as quickly as possible. So one would imagine it'll be happening over the coming days. Whether it will have the same amount of ceremony involved, I doubt it. I'm not sure that that would be something they would necessarily do unless they felt it would help the victims' families, and I guess they are foremost in everyone's minds. If there were people who couldn't travel and wanted to participate in it, then I think they would do anything that was required.
And watching the scenes today, Paul, it was very dignified, very respectful. Did you get a sense that that was so important for the Dutch people, to show dignity and respect for these bodies which had not been shown towards them in Ukraine?
I think that's precisely it. I think there was a somber and brief ceremony in Ukraine, and the officials there were saying they were trying to do everything to support the victims' families by doing just that, making it somber and by making it respectful. And that was certainly the intention here as well. There wasn't any question of multiple coffins being loaded onto the back of trucks. Each coffin had a hearse, and that hearse is slowly making its way to Hilversum. And that is to try and make family members feel as if people do care. and that their loved ones were important. Whereas just at the weekend, there were just terrible reports of drunken soldiers dragging body parts around the crash site, of victims' family or victims having their belongings stolen from them, phones, wallets, and things like this. So I think today we'll in some way be able to help family members get over the terrible things that they heard over the past week.
Paul, thank you very much indeed. That's our correspondent Paul Cunningham joining us live this evening from the airport at Eindhoven, where 40 coffins arrived just over an hour ago. It's almost 18 minutes now to 5 o'clock.